Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I sure can. Nagin has 4 points, Josh has 4, and Helen has 5.
All right, Nagin and Josh are tied. I will just arbitrarily choose Josh to go first. Josh, fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Trump floated the idea of delaying blank.
The election.
Right. On Wednesday, Nancy Pelosi made blanks mandatory on the House floor.
Masks.
Right. On Thursday, former GOP presidential hopeful blank died from coronavirus complications.
Herman Cain.
Right. After a number of people complained that they were flying the Confederate flag, a bed and breakfast in Michigan took down their blank.
Vacancy sign.
No, their Norwegian flag. With 26 nominations, HBO's Watchmen led the pack for the 2020 Blank Awards.
Emmys.
Right. Visitors driving through a safari park in England were alarmed when they saw a group of baboons blanking.
Mating?
Carrying chainsaws.
Oh my.
The primates are known to crawl all over the cars of visitors driving through the park, which is fun for the whole family, except when the monkeys are carrying screwdrivers, knives, and, in one case, chainsaws.
What?
No one's sure where they're getting the tools. Some employees blame teenagers pranking them. Others think the baboons are practicing to be the world's smelliest NASCAR pit crew. Bill, how did Josh do in our quiz?
Josh had 4 right, 8 more points. He now has 12 and takes over the lead.
All right, Nagin, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama attended the funeral for civil rights icon and Congressman blank in Atlanta.
Lewis.
Yes, John Lewis. On Tuesday, blank said he planned to unveil his running mate next week.
Joe Biden.
Right. This week, the death toll from blank in the U.S. surpassed 150,000.
Coronavirus.
Yes. In a controversial move, the White House announced it will move 12,000 U.S. troops out of blank.
Portland.
Germany. A woman attempting to hire an assassin to kill her husband was caught when she realized blank.
Her ATM funds were low?
No, she was caught when she realized that rentahitman.com is not a real website. On Monday, search giant blank announced employees would be allowed to work remotely through 2021.
Google.
Right. On Sunday, Olivia de Havilland, best known as the co-star of blank, passed away at 104 years old.
Gone with the Wind?
Yes, claiming that they've damaged property and disturbed patrons. Two blanks were banned from a bar in Australia this week.
Patrons?
No, two emus. The two emus were constant visitors of the Yarka Hotel Bar in Australia because sometimes you drink to forget God made you a flightless bird. Pub owner Gary Gimblett finally had enough, saying the emus are, quote, very smelly and they created great stains. Unlike the human pub dwellers who are very smelly but create even greater stains. Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
She had 5 right. 10 more points. She now has 14 and takes over the lead.
All right. And how many, then, does Helen need to win and finally make her parents proud?
5 to win.
You can do it, Helen. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Monday, the GOP unveiled their new $1 trillion blank bill.
Coronavirus stimulus.
Right. On Wednesday, it was reported that Supreme Court Justice blank was admitted back into the hospital for a non-surgical procedure.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right. On Thursday, NASA successfully launched a new rover tasked with finding proof of life on blank.
Mars.
Right. In an effort to aid economic recovery, the Fed said they would keep blanks near zero for the foreseeable future.
Interest rates.
Right. Firefighters in Florida were unable to save a man's car from being destroyed by a fire after the man blanked.
Set it on fire.
Drove around with a lit scented candle burning in his car. On Monday, the Moderna company announced it was receiving more federal funding for its blank.
A vaccine?
Right, coronavirus vaccine. On Tuesday, Target joined Walmart in announcing they would be closed on blanks giving this year.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Citing the company's privacy policy, Amazon says they can't reveal the identity of the person who keeps sending a man in the UK blank.
Pizzas.
No, rubber duckies.
What?
Every day for the past 3 weeks, delivery drivers have dropped off a single rubber duck at the man's home. And the identity of the sender is still unclear. The man even reached out to Amazon to help solve the mystery and to make sure that the packages were supposed to be for him and not those two sweet gay puppets who live down the street.
That's real creepy.
It is. Bill, did Helen do well enough to win our quiz?
She had 6 right for 12 more points, which means with a total of 17, she is the champ this week.
Yay! Helen!
Yay!